Hello, welcome to Who is in the Garden here on Carib Voice Radio. It's time to take a moment to pause, breathe, and refresh with Adiayo. So why don't you take a seat, have a drink before you continue on life's journey? Hello, how are you? How is everything going in your garden this week? As you can hear in my voice, I am so excited to be able to reach out to you today and to just say thank you. Thank you so much to every single person who joined in to last week's broadcast, who was part of the book launch. Thank you to Prof. Aubrey Padma. Thank you to Pastor Leroy Tyler. Thank you to Mama Rosalind Gibson. Thank you to my pastors in Abuja, Pastor Paul Viashima, Reverend Anthony Awichia, their wives, and to all the beautiful people, to my breath of fresh air, to everyone, to my daughter who gave her a little speech, and I was blown away, to Eramasele and Nenny, who was a huge support behind the scenes. So much love and gratitude to every single person who made last week's Sunday a reality. Thank you so much. To the tech support here at Carib Voice Radio, you are awesome. That event couldn't have happened without you if everybody had gathered and tech support wasn't there to do the do, to do the thing, to make sure it was smooth and we didn't have hitches. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for being there. It's such a beautiful, my heart is so overwhelmed with gratitude to all my family in the Caribbeans, in the oh, thank you so much. Thank you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And so now the book is officially out on Amazon, and it's also out on the Nigerian platform, seller.co. It's a Nigerian platform, but it also accepts all currencies. Please feel free to get a copy of the book. Get as many as possible. Bless someone with it. It's a movement that we're kicking out. It's time for everybody to understand that nothing in society is gonna change if we do not go back to the basics. And what are these basics? These basics are the love of God, because God is love. And the moment we begin to realize that, until we begin to love our neighbors as ourselves, then we're not going to get anyway. And just in the same breath, I want to say congratulations to America on its 47th elections. Congratulations, regardless of personal opinions. Congratulations on your new president, and I trust that the Lord will continue to perfect that which he has started and that which he chooses to do in America. Remember, a nation not governed by love is never going to go very far. So regardless of who sits at the helm of affairs, let us make sure that love is the driving force. Love is the backbone, and not any other kind of love, but the agape love of God that puts us, that makes, that helps us to put others before us. You see, the moment we're able to put others before us, the moment we realize that, we ask ourselves, you know, there has been this saying that was like a movement at some point, where we asked the question, what would Jesus do? The idea of that was to get people to stop and weigh their options. You know, this action, this line of action I want to take, this direction I want to go into, if Jesus were to be in my shoes, what would he do? And I want to flip it a little bit. Like the Rotarians will ask in their four-way test, is it right? Is it true? Is it beneficial to others? I want to ask, I want us to begin to put into perspective the question, what would love do? What will love do? It should now, is the question we now need to begin to ask ourselves, what would love do? And even as a person, I am beginning to have to confront certain issues in my life and begin to ask myself, what would love do? What would the love of God, what would God as love do in this situation I am finding myself in? And I've had to come to terms with certain things, and I've had to listen to a friend put it to me straight and says, you're a lover, and so what do you think love requires of you in this situation? What do you think love demands of you in this situation? And that's the whole essence of the book. So don't think because I wrote the book, I'm perfect, and I just speaking grammar. No. Even I have to go back to it and begin to weigh options, weigh scenarios, weigh stuff against the truth and the reality of the love of God when love is honored. And it's been a blessing to get with the kind of feedback that I have been getting so far from that book. So please go ahead, get it on Amazon, get it on Seller, and if you want to reach out to me directly, you can go on the website, you can send me a message, and I will always respond, and we can also see how to go about that. So today, I know that with the onset of the lecture that I'm talking more to the American community right now, even though my Nigerian community, this is also going to apply to you. With the way things are in either countries or either nations, there's a tendency to be afraid, there's a tendency to be discouraged. But I come with a word of encouragement today from Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. And when I saw it this morning, it kind of gladdened my heart, because it was just, when I saw it this morning, it came on the wind of me knowing I had to go and speak at an event. And then I saw it, and I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. Because it just says, do not be afraid or discouraged. Now, when you hear God tell you, do not be afraid or discouraged, you need to know that He knows that you are possibly in a situation that warrants you to be afraid. So when God says, do not be afraid, He knows that you're in that situation and your response is fear. He knows that your human response is most likely going to be fear. And there's a tendency that you are going to be discouraged. And He says to you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. He says, because He will personally, He's not going to send angels, He's not going to send emissaries, He's going to personally go ahead of you. Do you see that? You are in a situation that is making you afraid. You are in a situation that is discouraging you. But God is telling you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I will go personally ahead of you. Can you just fathom that? God, that, just sit down right now and imagine that difficult situation. Just pause and think about that thing that is making you so afraid, that is making you so fearful, that is making you cower, and your heart is fading, your courage is fading. God says, yo, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. I am the one going ahead of you, and I am going by myself. I am not sending angels. I am not sending Gabriel. I'm not sending Michael. I'm not sending any other angel. I'm not sending prophets. I'm not sending teachers. He says, I will go personally ahead of you. God has taken this particular matter very, very personally. Whatever you're facing, whatever is troubling you, I am here to tell you today that God has taken your matter personally. I have this friend, my personal friend, whose name means the Lord has gone before me to make every crooked path straight. Come on. Come on. God is telling you today that He will personally go ahead of you. You need a representative. They want to fire you in that place of work. They have connived. They've belittled you. They've said this. Just imagine Daniel. God went personally ahead of him into the lion's den, and God shut the mouth of the lions. God went personally ahead of Daniel, and He shut the mouth of the Daniel. God went of the lions. God went personally ahead of Joseph, and He made the way straight for Joseph. He orchestrated issues for Joseph. God went personally ahead of the three Hebrew boys into the flame of, into the furnace of fire. Oh, hiya. That was why when they went to the furnace of fire, the king said, were there not three Hebrew boys I threw in there? Is it not four I see? So you see, God is saying to you today, I will personally go ahead of you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And I'm speaking to you today, sweetheart, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. When I knew that I had to do this book launch, I was so scared. I was telling my friend, I said, I am so scared. I really don't know how this is going to turn out. I've never done a virtual book launch before. I was telling Prof, I couldn't even tell Prof how scared I was. But I began to see that God went personally ahead of me. And that's what He wants me to remind you of today. That He will go personally ahead of you into that situation. He will be with you. You see, He's not just going ahead of you, He's also going to be with you. So while He has gone ahead, because He's omniscient, while He has gone ahead to make everything straight, to sort things out, He's also going to be right beside you. Right beside you. And He's going to be making, He's going to be there with you. He's going to be your comfort. He's going to be your teacher. He's going to be your help. He's going to be your sustainer. He's going to be your comfort. He's going to be your father. Whatever you need Him to be to you, that He will be. But you need, if you are afraid and you're discouraged, the chances are you are not going to see Him. You're not going to see what He is doing. He says, see, I have set before you. He says, see, don't you see? I am doing a new thing. So He needs you to see. He will be personally ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you. He will not abandon you. And I am telling you with every confidence I have in who God is. I was sitting down with a dear friend today, and we're sharing on the faithfulness of God, of how God has kept us and has proven Himself faithful in our lives over the years. Even when we didn't know each other, but we have stories and testaments of the goodness and the faithfulness of God. So do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you. He will not abandon you. It doesn't matter who has abandoned you. It doesn't matter who has failed you. It doesn't matter who has rejected you or has left you. Bible says if your father and mother forsakes you, it says the Lord cannot forsake you. It says even if the mother forsakes and forgets the baby at her breast, it says the Lord Himself will not forsake you. And I remember that I've had to hold on to that scripture several times, and God has not failed. God has never abandoned me. And if He hasn't done that, I know that He will not be able to do that. He cannot deny Himself. And I'm not going to talk long, and I'm done what I want to say. I just feel like I've said all I need to say today. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord has promised that He will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you. He will not abandon you. So hold your head up. Let your spirit be lifted. Let your soul be encouraged. Let your heart rejoice, because your Father in heaven, He loves you. He has got you covered, and He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I'm going to end with this song by Hosea. It says, "I am calling." It's a beautiful song. Don't ever stop giving up on God. Don't ever stop calling on God. Don't ever give up on Him. He loves you. And remember, of course, I love you. I love you because I know that God loves you, and He has put in my heart the capacity to love you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to speak with you. You have questions, whatever trauma it is that you have gone through, trust me, the love of God is the answer and is the solution. So till I see you next week, bye and love you. Enjoy the song.